right now, we are going to zip up to what I'm imagining is a very cold part of the country right now. We've got Janet on the line in Minnesota, and she's got a question for Danny. I understand you're dealing with some floor cracks there. So tell us a little bit about that, Janet.
Well, they are just hairline cracks. There's only one area I can put my fingernail in. But the rest of our floor is completely fine. And we live in an area where it's sandy loam soil, so our basement is very dry. And I just didn't know if there's something I should put on those cracks.
Boy, that's great. That's great to be thinking ahead like that. Since you're experiencing a dry basement, most likely you don't have a problem there because, you know, every concrete slab cracks in some way or the other. And what you're looking at there is just basically a non-issue in terms of structural. That would be just some expansion cracks that you have that is gonna happen in the surface versus a settling crack, which is a lot more serious. Now, it's very inexpensive and certainly not a bad thing at all to fill those cracks. You basically could use like a shop vac to just make sure there's no debris in the crack itself, and then just use a concrete repair caulk. Our friends at Quikrete have a fantastic product there that is called that very thing. And you can just put it in a caulking gun and just put a light bead on it and then maybe take a putty knife and just scrape it smooth over the crack. And that way, at least it will seal that. It will, prevent any moisture from ever migrating up through that. And appearance-wise may improve the appearance of the floor and minimize some of the visibility of the cracks. But other than that, not a whole lot you can do. I'm sure glad to hear a dry basement. We have so many callers that have problems with basements that can really be frustrating. Do you use the basement for storage or otherwise?
Well, yes, and that's where I start my plants for spring planting in the garden.
Oh, that's good.
And then my husband has a workbench down there. So.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Well, you're in a good situation, better than many people, and a basement area like that can be so valuable, especially during the colder months like that. You're talking about starting some of the seedlings. What a great time of the year, coming now and coming up over the next month or so to get some of the kind of a head start on spring a little bit. Probably a good idea there in Minnesota.
Yes. I get up 6 o'clock every Saturday morning so I can catch your show at 6:30 on the television.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, we have a whole batch of brand new shows coming out that that will start very, very soon.
Right. And well, we lived in Alabama for 3 years in the 1970s.
And, oh, is that right?
Yeah, and I loved it down there because I could garden virtually year-round.
Oh, yeah. It's that's a great part of it. And I'll tell you what, I'm traveling up in a lot of the areas there in Minnesota, and during the spring and summer, you got some beautiful, beautiful places. And does your husband fish at all?
Oh, yes. He fishes and hunts.
Man, oh, man, there are some. Yeah. Man, that's one of the things I have on my list there is to get up that way and do some fishing in all the many, many lakes that are around there. So maybe I'll get a chance to get up there and see if your husband can show me around a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, and thank you so much for your answer.
Okay, Janet, absolutely. Thanks a lot, and I appreciate you being a part of the show.